We are on Daf. We just finished the Tosis on Daf Samachesam at Beis. We had a shtar that shtar iske that Nerabila Shnofakalai who shtored Abakosabe Palge Barge Palge Behefsid Omar Rover, Rabbi Ilish, Gavra Rabu, Visurulinish, Lehava Sofi. That we had mentioned that, the Zashita Sarama is Golgot, that, according to the Rama, if we would take the Shtar face value, the Noisin, and we say it's a Shtar Sheyesh by Ribis, so the Rama says that, the Noisin Hamois, that means, would not get any revochim whatsoever, and then from the chelek apikodin, and, Ravilish would get the whole rebach. Ravilish would get the whole rebach. And Rava said, but Rava said, but Ravilish is an elchayit. Ravilish zicha would never be maskim, so memele. So we have to say that it was eager the, as palge, the palge bagge treitulse behefset, a palge behefset treitulse bagge. And Taisvis understood according to Rashi that Rabbi Ilish had the he could decide how to make it, and Taisvis said, and the Naisim was a shaita, so Rabbi Ilish would see what happens later. So Taisvis says that it was a time span when Rabbi Ilish had to make up his mind. Shemus man echad kavulem shetaychay shesman yibar Rabbi Ilish aizimem sheyitz. Inami rove hoyo tamiya aloshen ashtar. The ipal gebarge havelay lichtoy treitulse behefset. That means Rava just said the shtar we cannot. There's something wrong with the shtar. The two stiridike tnoim in the shtar. If it's palge baagre, it's treitulse behefset. If it's palge behefset, it's treitulse baagre. So Rava did not say. Because the Rav was just saying the shtar is stiridik. We cannot take the shtar face value. Rabbi Nechananu Gora, so this is a very nice pshat. Nofek elayu shtore, the kosa bei palge ba'agar u behefset. Didn't say it. V'legoros u palge behefset. V'chein, and the same thing, v'chein Rabbeinu Mishulem, so there was. It said palge ba'aga ubehefset. Ba'hashta midagdeik dal kochach hay palge the kosa b'shtar leikoy ela ba'aga v'loy ahefset. The hakim in the palge ba'aga binen treitulsi behefset. The palge koy nami ahefset mke binen treitulsi ba'aga. So the shaila is, what's pshat in the vov? That means, do we say pshat palge ba'aga ubehefsid? That means, also palge behefsid. So that can't be, because that'll be ribbit. So that means that you have to say it's palge ba'aga ubehefsid and it's chaytilsi behefsid. Because if it would be palge behefsid, then it wouldn't be palge ba'aga. So, Bekitza, we took care of the shtar, we doctored up the shtar, sakosar shtar, and that's what Rava did. Omar Rav Kahane, and I want to have some testimony about Dalam. Omar Rav Kahane, Amrise Lishmaite Kamei the Rav Zvid Minardoy. He told over the Rav Zvid the whole thing that what Rava did, and that means we have to doctor up the shtar. For Omar Li, so Rav Zvid said, he said, what's the whole Geratschke? Dilma Rav Ilish, Teufel ihm ein Bezir habe. Maybe Rav Ilish was Teufel ihm ein Bezir. That means that that the Neuse in Ha'iski gave him during the process before the Chaluk, he gave him to be Teufel ihm ein Bezir. He can be Teufel his Machel in the Tzir of the Neuse, and according to Rav Yehuda, that's enough. And this you don't have to write in the shtar. This is some of the meidaitai, the namshe, the noisen, does a minute toive to the mekabel, and it's kosher, v'yosha, and this doesn't have to be written down, there's no, some amela, so what's the whole thing? Takepalgebe, agrepalgebe, hefsid, and about the ribis, the keisa, rabiu the whole table, ima betziris, you know? Ba'omar Rav Nachman halochi ki Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman said, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. So what's the whole problem? Amalei lav hilchase itmar elashita itmar. That what he said, Rav Nachman said, halochi ki Rav Yehuda, halochi ki Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, halochi ki Rav Shimon Gamliel, he does not mean to say we paskin like all three. He means to say all these three hold one shita. We don't paskin like any of them. So Mamela, we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and you have to give schari meshulam. So that's according to the Harashan Strad Rav Shimon, that's a pale bottle, that's schari meshulam. But we don't paskin like these mekilim. Moshe Zachinami Mistava that that's pshat in Rav Nachman. Dileitei Mahochi, Lomelei Lemechshe, Volameima, Haloche, Haloche, the Sebi Pasna, Kimli Pasna, Kimli, Maloche, Rav Yehuda, the Meikel Mikulo. Rav Yehuda is the biggest Meikel. And, so since it says Haloche, 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 it means to say something else. All of them hold the same. All these three Haloches are one Shita, and we don't Paskin like any of them. Let us see, Rashi, Shittim, Itma, Hochyam, Rav Nachman, Rav Yude, Rav Yaisi, Benoi, Rav Shimon, and Gamliel, Kulo, Vishita, Achas, Amru, Devleim, and that's that. Now we're going to have a Shveri Gemore. Oma, Rav, Moiser, Shlish, Bischolcho, Hareze, Mutter. Rav said, what if a person tells them, the Neisen tells them a Kabbalah as follows. We're going to divide up the Revochim. And right, that's Machsa, 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 Scha, Machsa, Efsit, which is still Ribbits. But after a Shlish, after there'll be more than a Revach of a Shlish, then you take everything. You'll take everything, that means there'll be a Revach till a Shlish, till a shlish of the Shavius now. That means, let's say it's worth now $30. So, till $40, it would be worth now, the Iska will make a shlish more, so it'll be $40. We can divide it half and half. And that's ribbis, because you're only getting half of the rebach, and you're being tereach for my half of the pickle. But if there'll be more than a shlish, there'll be $50, $60, from 40 and up, you take the whole Rebach. So Memele, so Mitzadechot is giving him a gewaldic opportunity. I mean, more than a shlish, you take the whole Rebach, you take the whole Rebach. But Leidach Gise, what's going to be if there won't be a Rebach more than a shlish? You won't get anything. So this is the Shiloh over here. This we have a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Omar Rav, Moisa Shlish Bescholcha Areze Mutter. This is Mutter. That means I'm paying you for your tilche. What's I'm paying you? I'm giving you that if there'll be a revach more than a shlish, everything over $40, you get a complete revach, and this is your payment for the tilche. Let's see what Rashi says. Moisa shlish b'schocho. Hashom egel l'machtze b'schar u'behefsel. We have an egel. We can be megadol the egel, and it's a iske. Machtze schar, machtze hefsel. Ba'om aloi, ma'she yovi yoisa al shlish domov shel asha, all revochim, that'll be more than a third of the shavius now, tul b'schocha, that you'll take, that's your schiris, that's your payment. V'chol ashar, and the rest, nachlek b'shova, the rest we're going to divide. I mean, till a shlish, we're dividing the revochim. That's because it's machse, milva machse pekodin, but you're being matriach yourself, the machse pekodin, so you're going to get the opportunity that all the revach over a shlish of the keren now belongs to you. Muta. The kibbol alei misafik. He was makabel this time. Get, there's a possibility I'm going to get who knows what. Va'aval gav the zimnin delek gemoyser shlish. It could very well be that there'll be less. There won't be a moyser shlish. So come out. He was working and didn't get anything, but he has this. He has this possibility that it could be. So he's working for the Avshoris. Maybe there'll be more than a shlish. And then that'll be my schira. So that is the tashlumim for his tich. What?
Unless you have two. Don't you need it?
No, they have an half. That's half and half. That's the max. The eagle is machze, scha, machze, hefsed. Half is a mil, the half is a pekodin. But the problem is he's working. The half that he gets, because it's machze milve. So that revach belongs to him, because it's machze milve. The half of the pekodin belongs to Yenem, because it's Yenem. The shadows he's working, though. He's working for free. He's working on the machze pekodin. He's working for free, and he's doing it because of the milvah. So that's the problem. So he told them, I'm going to pay you for it, that all the revochim, that'll be more than a shlish, belongs to you. So it's muta. This is, yeah. That is what Rav said. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel did not like this at all. Shmuel Omar loimotza moisa shlish yelech lebeisa reikon. And what'll be if there won't be a moisa shlish? It was working and working and working and he didn't get paid for it. So it's ribbis. I mean, we're talking about an issa ribbis. Chachvot's an issa darabono. Perhaps we would say, no, issa darabono. Al-Kaponim, we don't say such a thing. Shmuel said that even though it's there's a tzad, he won't get anything. If he won't get anything, we'll talk about that. So, yeah. So fine. Motzo shlish yelch lebeisa reikom. Ella omar Shmuel koitzitz loy dina. Now I'd like to learn the Gemara the way it seems Rashi learned. It's a ritva that learned altogether differently. Rashi and Taisus Dachs might learn this way. Elom Hashmul Kaitzitz Loidina. Now, there is all we see in Taisus, the Pnei Yeshua, that's Pnei Yeshua, is Mavaya Taisus. There, all these Revochim that we had till now, we had the were revochim that he got without a ktitze in the beginning. That means, let's say we had a person's makabel on iske. So now it's makabel iske. So now how much do you pay him? So you don't like it. Scholim v'shulim, you give him a pail bottle. There were different tevelim my betzir. All these cases were a case a person had an iske. He worked. Now we want to divide the revochim. So, and now we're faced with a problem. I can divide the revochim, but it comes out it was tereach bechinam. So we have to pay him. How much do you pay? But if you're going to, before we start everything, we sit down with this mekabel. Listen. Before you do anything, I want to make a price. I want to pay you for all you're going to do. A price. I'm going to pay you a penny. You mask him? Yeah, he's masking. So we hear Bemisin, according to Shitas Rashi, that's a Rashi and Pshat and Rameya. And the Mephoshim learned, this is what Shmuel and Rav were Machadish. If you kaitze a price in the beginning, that's kosher v'yosh. So then there's no ribbis. I mean, he's not working b'chinam. We made up in the beginning a price. I'm going to work for 5 months, and I'm going to get paid a penny. There's a chavistas, a fila, a chaziknut is also good. But there's no chinam. The whole sugya till now was, we didn't make up a price. And he worked, so now you have to pay him. Now the shaila is, how much can you pay him to take away the ribbis? So now we have to think as chalim, or else it'll look like it's ribbis, because he was working b'chinam. But at the minute there was a tzitze, before anything, listen, for your work, this is your pay, your maskim, whatever it is, then it's kosher b'yosh. Fine, that's a tight kaitzis lay dinner. The mafoshim say dinner is lamdavke. You have to be kaitzis surprised. So Shmuel said like this. Shmuel said that, listen, this Moisa Shlish is scary. Moisa Shlish is Gvaldik. That means to be a Moisa Shlish, a very good payment. That all the Rebochim, more than a Shlish belongs to you, that's a good payment. Whatever it'll be, you'll take it. But what if there won't be a Moisa Shlish? So, Kaitzitz Leidina al Tzabaka. You can't be Soimach a Moisa Shlish. Moisa Shlish is a scary payment because you're giving him all the Rebochim more than a Shlish, but who says there'll be Rebochim more than a Shlish? So, Memele, Shmuel Omar Leimotza Moisa Shlish Yelcha Beisel Reikov Elama Shmuel Koitzitz Loidina. Your Koitzitz, that means there's a backup. If there won't be a Moisa Shlish, so then it's Koitzitz Loidina. Fine. Now, before we go further, there's a Moedik Kash of the Rambam, and let's address this Kash. The Rambam is a Kash we had before, that talge bischar treitilse talge behepset treitilse beagre, we hear that is kosher v'yosher. So now let's talk Turkey. A nason goes over to Mekabel. He says, I'm giving you a niska, let's say that's worth $100, so which is not now. Let's say, pal give a hefset. If there's a hefset, $50 is a milver. If it gets lost, you have to give me $50. And schar, so you get two thirds of the schar. So Mamela, so he's working, so Pshatis, he's getting a revach, the nation is getting one third of the schar, and he's getting two thirds of the schar. And two thirds of the schar is a payment for his tir. That's kosher v'yosh. Frek the Rambam, and what will be if there won't be schar? What will be if there won't be schar? He's working away. Let's sum a megashim zayin dini. He gave him $100, an iska of $100. And if there'll be a hefsi, you owe me $50. He's working 6 months. He's working mamish yoimam v'layla. He's working 6 months. Lamai said the iska went down the drain. He paid him, $50. He won't get anything. Two-thirds of the schar. There's no such thing. There was no schar. So Mamele paid him $50. He worked 6 months yoimam v'layla. And it's good. What happened over there? He said, Yelech, why over there is not Yelech Lebeisoy Reikov? That's the kasha. This kasha that Ramban asks. Over here, on Rav, Shmuel said, Yelech Lebeisoy Reikov. In the Gemara before, right before, you'll see the same problem. What'll be if there'll be a hefstitz? He's going to pay $50. He worked 6 months. he won't get a penny. אז זה אפקט הרמב״ם. אמפס הרמב״ם אמור לי כי גשמק את ארץ. He says over there. He says over, in our case, there won't be more than a shlish. So let's be Megashim Dinyan. What happened? He worked 6 months. He gave him an eagle that was worth $30. It was $10 profit. He got five from his he got five for the Pekotin. Now, these $5 of the Pekotin, how did he get these $5? From the work of the Mekabel. He was working for 6 months. He got $5 profit. What did the Mekabel get for this? Nothing. If there'll be more than a shlish, you'll get. But what if there's no more than a shlish? So he's getting his $5 revach. The nice in Ha'isk is getting $5 revach from the work of the Mekabel. And what did the Mekabel get? Nothing. He didn't get paid for this work. He worked 6 months. He got $5. The nice in got $5 of revach through my work, and I didn't get a penny for it. So that was Shmuel's cash. Zukta Ramban, in the case, so that's ribbis. That's ribbis. You're getting a revach through my work. That's ribbis. That's awesome. In the case of Palge Behefzit, Treitilsi Beagre, say asking a kasha, what'll be if there won't be any revach, there'll be Hefzit, only Hefzit. So he's not getting anything either. The Noisan isn't getting anything. He lost $50,000, he lost $50,000. So there's not, God, he worked. God, Yenna worked, but he didn't get anything. The Noisan didn't get anything. So Memela, here there's no ribbis. The problem of ribbis is, in our case, Moisa Shlish is your payment, then there won't be a Moisa Shlish. He's going to get a revach through my tilchet. That's called ribbis. But if there's going to be a hefset and no one got anything, everyone got a loss, so there's no ribbis. So he worked for nothing, finished. That was the investment, he worked for nothing. But he didn't get a revach through my work. So there's no ribbis, so there's no problem. That's what the Ramban says. Avol kan, b'beishli shirevach v'tilsa hefzid, yevshe shiyisham revach v'lite chelke b'schoy. That means the minute there's a revach, I'm going to get a chelke in the revach. So I'm getting paid for my work. If there's no revach, so finished. So there's no revach golish. So, but there's no ribbis over here. And the minute there's revach, I'm going to get right till sebe ba'agre. So that's no problem. Here Shmuel said, Amor di kedayne. Here Shmuel said, he worked, you're getting a revach for my work, and he didn't get paid a penny, because there was no meiser shlish. Yeah, you told him if there'll be a meiser shlish, that'll be your payment. But there was no meiser shlish. That's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. And Rav said, the pashtus loshen of Rashi would say, no, he's mekabel on the suffix. There's a potential, revach he'll get. He's working for that. So it's nishkelungen. That's machlekes lacher Rav Shmuel. Frag the Gemara. V'omar Rav, sova Rav, en koitzitzen leidina. Rav holds en koitzitzen leidina. That's what it seems. In your Seimach and the Meister Shlish. For Omar Rav, Reish Eglo Liptume. Rav said, you have to, when you're Mefatim an Eagle, you have to pay him Reish Eglo. Reish Eglo, this Reish Eglo was the minig, how to, what the minig Abokim was. Others paid the dinner, others paid the Reish Eglo. But Reish Eglo was a Ktitzer before he started working, this will be your payment. But Rav said, you have to make a payment. My love, the omelay moise shlish bescholche. It's talking about he told him moise shlish bescholche, and you still need a backup. Now there's a big problem over here. Why did the Gemara jump to this conclusion and ask a question? But somehow the Gemara understood that this memra of Rav that says you have to be koitzitz, a payment for the mekabel, which is equivalent to dinner, a shegla, it's what's told him in the gamokim, is a filu when he gave him he said, Moshe shlish beschocha, you still have to be koitzitz, a shegla of tum. That's the Gemara's kasha. So we have to understand what the kasha was. Loi. So the Gemara says, Loi, the Kamalai, E Maisa Shlish, Oiresh Agla Leptu. No, it's not talking about that. Either Maisa Shlish is enough, Oiresh Agla Leptu is enough. He didn't say that Maisa Shlish needs a backup of Oiresh Agla Leptu. But this is a very shver Gemara. You have to understand what the Machshon held and what the Tarzan said. So let us try to understand Shitas Rashi. Reish egla liftume, zegt Rashi, amekabel egel lefatmoi lemachtzis, same thing, horoish yitein kuloi lechelkoi, bischa amole mezoinoi. So he takes the roish, that's his payment. Vasha chelkim bishobo. So, weißt du, Chois, that, yeah, my love, fine. So this is his payment. My love, the omale, vashmeinon rav, dileka, moiso shlish, nishkel, reish eglo. Now, Rashi says over here in one word, that's what the Lechem Abirim wants to say, Rashi shed light on the sugya. That means like this. If we will take the words of Rav Kipshutai, that Rav said, Reish Eglo Leftuma means, that I'm hiring someone, that he should be Machze Schar Machze Hefze, and I'm paying him Reish Eglo. I'm paying him Reish Eglo. So what's the Chiddush of Rav? Shkayach. This is Poshet. That means there's no man the Yoma that holds that if I, we mentioned in the beginning, before you do anything, I'm giving you a price for your services, and you're masking to this price, there's no shaila whatsoever. So what is Rav saying? Reish Eglo Leptuma. The price could be Reish Eglo, that was the Minig HaMokim. He could pay him this price. Shkaya. What does he say? Vashmein on Rav. So what is Rav telling us? That's bullshit. That's good. So kochoch, we have to say that Rav is talking about a case that he said and that's already, that payment is vakeldeke, who says there'll be a meiser shlish. So he said in a case of meiser shlish l'schocho, if there won't be a meiser shlish, you'll get a reshek. That has to be pshat Rav, because if Rav is speaking about that was the only ktsitze, so what's the chiddush? That's poshet. That's a poshet. That's how the Lechem Abirim learns pshat in Shitas Rashi. Bashmina Rav, the lack of meiser shlish. For every meiser shlish, you need a backup of reshek. Yeah, fine. Now, if that's the kasha, now we have to understand the teretz. So let's go back to the kasha. Let's go back to the gemara. So what is he telling us? If such a ktsitz is good, that's why should such a ktsitz is good. My love, the omalei, that he's coming to tell us, whatever you make, a upmach with Meiser Shlish, you need a backup of Reish Eglo. My love, Domele Meiser Shlish, Bischocho, and you need a backup of Reish Eglo. So you see that Rav holds like Shmuel. That's what Bischocho Rav ain't koitzitz in Leidina. But Omar Rav, and this Alkocho has to be Pshat and Rav. Loi. So the Gemara says no. The Kamalei imaisa shlish I reish eglo liftum. So I'd like to say a pshat in the Gemara and say the Teres. What is? So the Teres Chaim says pshat in the Teres of the Gemara as follows. That the Noisen told the Mekabel, you're going to get paid for your services, but what you're going to get paid is the alternative is up to me. Either Meiser Shlish or Reish Egla. Now let's understand what the Kavon is, what the Kavon is of the Neisen over here. The Neisen is very short. The Neisen is saying like this, Meiser Shlish, whatever is over a third gets to you. What if you're going to be really successful? And it's going to be worth 10 times as much. Shem Shemayim. So you're going to get the whole thing. If it's going to get a half to a shlish, you get the whole thing. So he told them, listen, you have a Meiser Shlish or Reish Egla. That means I'm going to decide what you're going to get. So what did he accomplish? Accomplish Amir V'Kizach. That means, so whatever the least will be, that's what you're going to get. If a Meiser Shlish is minute, you have a Meiser Shlish. If a Meiser Shlish is very profitable, you'll get Reish Egla. Fine. That was the Kavona of the, that was the Kavona of the Neisen, and it was a very shrewd Kavona. Fine. That, to make sure that, if there's big profits, he's gonna get them. Fine. Well, but, Zikta Teres Chaim, so, I could choose either Meiser Shlish or Reish Egla. Zikta Teres Chaim, what'll be if there's no Meiser Shlish? What's gonna be over there? Zikta Teres Chaim, then you have to give him a Reish Egla. Because you, that, what you told him, you, it's either, I can choose between a Meiser Shlish or Reish Egla only, if there's a Breire, a Meiser Shlish or Reish Egla, I'll decide what you get. But the minute there's no Meiser Shlish, you have to give him a Reish Egla. You have to give him a Reish Egla. That, so, Mamele, so this agreement of Oy Meiser Shlish, Oy Reish Egla, which in a way is profitable for you, if there won't be a Meiser Shlish, we have to give him a Reish Egla. But if he wasn't so shrewd, and he said, I'm giving you a Meiser Shlish, so then if there's a tremendous profit, he's going to get it. But if there's nothing, it's also good. So that's how the Teres Chaim was, the Gemara's Teres. That means this, that's true. There is a memra of Rav that said, by Meiser Shlish, you have to give a Reish, well, there was a Tanai of Meiser Shlish, you have to give, there's a backup of Reish Egla, that is Davke, if he told them in the beginning, Oy Meiser Shlish, Oy Reish Egla, then, if there's no Meiser Shlish, you can't push him on a Meiser Shlish. Then he has to give him a Reish Egla. But if he would not have said this treidel, then Meiser Shlish is enough. And what will be if there's no Meiser Shlish? It's also good. That's how the Gemara wants to say pshat. And that's how the Teres Chaim wants to say pshat in the first teres of the Gemara. The boy is saying it. Now the Gemara wants to say another teres. That means we have a kasha. We have a kasha. The kasha is, Rav said, Reish Egla Leptume, Mayashmina. He can't say that some say Reish Egla Leptume is good, because that's portion that's good. So Koch is coming to tell us that you need Reish Egla Leptume when he said Meiser Shlish. And here, Rav said that Meiser Shlish alone is enough. That's the problem. So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you. Ki kama Rav Meiser Shlish b'schol chamuta k'goin de islay behema l'didei. It's speaking about the Mekabel has another behema. The Amar Inshi, the Amri Inshi, the Belzot, Gobel litura, gobel lituroi. So that means, the Gemara says as follows, that if the Mekabel has his behemoth also, he has his behemoth. So now, he has his behemoth, so when he has to prepare the food for his behemoth, for this behemoth also, this behemoth that he also was talking about, amoloi, the omol that he prepares for this behemoth, it's already goes one wash. That means if I'm mixing up already the food for my baim, so I'm mixing for another baim also. This a very minute tircha. It's a very minute tircha. Now, on this minute tircha, you still have to pay. But that meiser shlish is enough. Meiser shlish is enough. That means even though meiser shlish is a suffix, maybe there won't be a meiser shlish. So he said, of this minute tircha, I'm side-by-side being gobbled the turoi. I'm being gobbled. I'm mixing up the food for my behem, for my behem. So that's what I'm doing. If it's also, it's only a minute tircha. For a minute tircha, meiser shlish is enough of a payment. Even though meiser shlish is afshavos, maybe there won't be a meiser shlish. But for this minute tircha, the meiser shlish is enough. That what Rav said, you need reish egel of tume, is speaking about that he doesn't have other bangers. So the work, he's doing work, a geherige tircha, for the palge pekot. So there he's made it to Shmuel. Then you can't rely on Meiser Shlish. Maybe he worked in there, and there won't be a Meiser Shlish. So that's the memra of Rav, that Rav said, Reish Egel Leftum. That is the second teretz of the Gemara. Ki koma Rav, harei ze muta, afal gav de zimnen leke Meiser Shlish, kagoyin de islai behemes le mekabu. Yes, all of the troyach lifnei behemaisa. He has to be tech was behemis. Bishvil behema achas mehen ein tilchai noisim. It's not such a big tilche. The omri inshi, the world says, govel leturo, govel leturoi. Paisai teireach. Shata megabel subin usoyim lifnei sherech. Odat yoch legabel lifnei shnaim. It's not too big of a deal. So the second teretz is that Rav holds if he has behemoth, so then meiser shlish is enough of a payment. If he doesn't have behemoth, so then there is a greater tircha for the tzad ha-pikodin, then you need a backup of reish egzo liftum. Now let us see Taisus. Elo shita itma. Eimar, so the Gemara said before, that was Rav Nachman said, Halachik, Rav Yud, Halachik, Rav Yeshe, Rav Yud, Halachik, Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's a shita. We don't pass in like all of them. Eimar Rabbeinu Tam, so the Ritz Loshen of our Taisis would seem, that Rabbeinu Tam said, the Mikol Mokim, Halachik, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, will pass in like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Tomrinen, we have a klal, komokim, sheshona, rabshimon gamliel, b'mishneseinu, halochi kemais. So that means like this. We have here different mekilim in tashlumim for the tircha of the mekabel. Rabbi Yehuda said, the toivoli mebetzir. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, nesyuvi, and taisri. That's enough. The way in the strands of wool that fall off when he goes in the water, that's enough. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that glolim, that egel in mimai, the glolim is enough of a pain. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, so even though Rav Nachman held, we don't paskin like any of them, but Lalocha will paskal Rav Shimon Gamliel, because the Gemara says in Gittin, Kalmokim Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamliel Vishnesainu Alocha Kamaisa. So Taisva says, Ve'einire, I wish to disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rav Ishmuel, we have here Rav Ishmuel are speaking about by Moshe Shlish. Bo, by Likzais Dinner, Eireish Egla, Liftume, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Leiboli, Ela Glolim. So Taisus means, so the Pnei Yeshua explains Taisus as follows. Rav Ushmul, for a backup on Moshe Shlish, Rav Ushmul said you need a Ktsitze. you have to be kaitzitz a price right in the beginning. This is a payment for your services. A dinner, a reshagla. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, if we pass on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, there's a new oifen of payment. Every payment is glolim. Glolim is enough of a payment. Glolim is enough of a payment. That's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's ashtikta. So, if you say we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so why Rav Shmuel was afraid maybe there won't be a Moshe Shlish, so you have to make a Ktsitze. There's always Glolim, and the Glolim, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Glolim is enough of a payment. Dahainu dafke be'egelamimai d'lein ofish tilchei. Maybe this, talking about dafke egelamimai. Rav Shimon Gamliel is only speaking about, I'm bringing a raya we don't pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why? From Rav. Because Rav said, reish egla, or Shmuel said, yikaitzitz adina. And I'm saying if we pass on, the way the Rabbeinu Tam says, we pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so what's your problem? And the worst scenario that there won't be a Meisr Shlish, you have Glolim. The lack of a main, but I know Dafke Be'egalim Imoy. There, the Rav Shimon Gamliel's school is Dafke Egalim Imoy, because he's together with the mother, the Lenofish Tirchei. Then he was Seymach and Glolim. And here we're talking about an Egal without Imoy. We're talking about he's Makabal, an Egal, the Fatmoy. And without a mother, and there is Tirche. So here, forget about Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Rav Shimon Gamliel is only speaking about Egel and Mima. The Rav Yaisi, the Rav Yehuda, Omalael, Afilu Bebehemes Gdoilois, the Sagi bin Isyuvi, the Taisri, the Savolo Kevua. So Taisri says, Taisri says as follows. You want to tell me Rav Shimon Gamliel is speaking about only a unique case, Egel and Imoy, there's a minimum of Tirche, and a minimum of Tirche, so a minimum automatic payment of Glolim is sufficient. Fine, I'll buy that. But let's go a little further. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, he's speaking about Bebehemis Gedoilis, that also a minimum payment is sufficient, Tusri and Shuvi Nechalba, that's also sufficient. Now, if you'll tell me that Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, he's only speaking about a unique case of Egelim Imoy, then you cannot say that Rav Nachman can never have said Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi b'Yehuda is one shita, because Fakar Techoyle, Rav Shimon Gamliel does not hold like Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda that is Mekel when it's not Imoy. So if you see it's one shita, so you see that not Rav Shimon Gamliel is only a Mekel only by Imoy. That means in Yesod, Rav Shimon Gamliel is meikel that you don't need a ktsitze, and a minute payment, automatic payment is enough, lolling, tusch, whatever it is. So as a raya, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, we don't pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Begam Rabbeinu Chanan lo pirush tachol ki agav neshne meshite lesilchese kechad minayu. Let's go further. Zektoisvus Omarav Moisa Shlish Bischolcho Muta. Vim Taima Fraktoisvus Sarav holds its Muta. Fraktoisvus Wotzad Echot Beribisu. There's an Afshoris. There's two Tzadim over here. There's one Tzad, maybe there'll be a Moisa Shlish. And if there'll be a Moshe Shlish, so then the Mekabel is getting paid. If there won't be, so then there's no Ribbis. He's being Tereach for the Moshe Shlish. If there will not be a Moshe Shlish, Shalachere is Tereach Bechino. Fraktoisves, so the best scenario, this is Tzad Echad Beribbisu. There's an Efshoris. Like Shmuel said, maybe there won't be a Moshe Shlish. Shemulayim to Moshe Shlish. Ve'rav lesley the Rav Yehuda d'shoyt had echad beribis tamalel oisin amone beperis אין עושה אמונה בדומים, משמעלה עדיין הוא דלו יקרב יהודה. The Gemara said before, if a person gave someone money for chita, and the price was shar shabishot, and later the chitim became nisyaka, and he comes back, give me my chitim, which is no shayla whatsoever, it's for shusay nisyaka, so memela, he can give him back now the chitim, which are worth more than they were worth when he gave him the money. Fine. But the loiva tells him, I don't have chitim, I'll give you peiris, I'll give you money. So there we have a machloikis, and the Rav said, if you give him chitim, that's very good, because then it doesn't look ribistic, because he bought his chitim and b'shusay nishakim. But if you gave him $20 for chitim, and now you're going to give him $25 back, so that looks ribistic. You gave 20, getting back 25. You don't see the b'shusay nishakim. And the Gemara says, this is because we hold Tzad Echad Beribis is Osa. So Al Kaponim, we see Rav holds Tzad Echad Beribis is Osa. And so what is Pshat and Rav that Moshe Shlish B'Scholch is Mutter? Maybe there won't be a Moshe Shlish. Kasha number one. V'oi, in Kasha number two, Zilu Rav Yehuda lo ishoi b'chi ha'gavne, אלא כשיש ביד לויבה או מלווה לעשוי סד אחד שלא יהיה ריבס. תויסס הנדף, סמר גימל עומד על בסדר יסוד, that the whole kula of צד אחד בריבס is, if it's ביד, one of the בעלי דבורים, to make sure there should not be ריבס. You could make it should be ריבס, it's beyond not to be ריבס. Then צד אחד בריבס is mutter. But if it's beyond the control of the Leuven Malve, that means his Yakris Hashar, which is beyond the control of the Leuven Malve, then we don't say Tzadecha Beribis is Mut, according to anyone. Vektaisis Amir de Kekashi, he's paying him Maisa Shlish. Is this a payment or not? This is not beyond anyone. If there'll be a Maisa Shlish, he's getting paid. If there won't be a Maisa Shlish, he won't get paid. But since this is not biyat the loiv or the malva, this is no heter of tzadech beribis. V'yesh loima emphatoisvis the hochel akilu rabbonon mishum the shchiche tuvish yemaisa shlish. So now all of a sudden Toisvis says, you know why Rav was meikel, because shchiche tuve, let's say shchiche tuve means 95%. If the Asik, there will be zikha a revach more than a shlish. Yeah, there's a 5% chance that there won't be a revach. And that's what Shmuel saying, what will be if there won't be a revach? But Rav said, listen, but 95% chance that he's going to get paid. You don't have to be tzadik vel. That's so. So this is saying pshat and Rav. So the achayinim eska moyrede kekashe, the Darke David and Ramay Shaisai is the Kasha. We had a Taisvis before on Dav Samaches Amid Beis. Taisvis Dav Samaches Amid Beis, we had as follows. That Maskeres Isha Lachavota, yeah, Isha Shama Lachavota Tana Gailish Shali, so there the case was, there was one woman that had chickens that can sit on eggs, that's Rochel. Leah has 100 eggs. So Rochel comes to Leah and says, listen, you need someone to sit on your eggs, on the eggs. I'll give you my chickens, they'll sit on the eggs, and we'll divide the profits half and half, and palge bischar, I'll get behefsit. Fine. So Rab Shimon says you have to pay her for this. I mean, this is ribbits. And Rab Yehuda says it's mutter. It's mutter, you don't have to pay her anything. So the Gemara is takasha. What means karamoli in the Zaynus? I mean, she said this woman with the chickens are being metapo with the eggs. And so what's this karamoli in the Zaynus? So the Gemara says, there's bayim muzalis. That means there's some eggs that never got fertilized. These eggs go automatically to the isha of the chickens. So she's getting paid with the bayim muzalis. She's getting paid with the bayim muzalis. It's male of the father's mutter. So Tosis asked the kasha, what if there won't be bayim muzalis? What if all the eggs are fertilized? So Tosis, shchicha tove, yeah, could be, but shchicha tove. Hilkach afilu kilei matzo shari. So here, we have a tana, Rabbi Yehuda, that was on this problem of, he also took into consideration, there's a possibility that she won't get paid, but he took it, and that, shchichi tuv is enough. Shchichi tuv is enough. The Tana, Rabbi Yehuda says like this. So, like the Achi David, and the Moshe, and the Bris Moshe, the here Taisha says, Rav was only Mekel because Shchichi Tuv. And that Shmuel said, what'll be? So what's Rabbi Yehuda like this? Let's just mention the Kasha, and we won't go to the Tuvs, and the Kasha is more geshmak than the Tuvs. Let's go a little further. The Omri Inchi, Govo Letuve, Govo Letuve. So the Gemara said that there's a very small tiche, because since you go with Gavu Latu, if you time a high time a lishtri, I feel a less lay le behema le didei, the tzoich le tzoich le atzmei, mishim pal ge de milva. In fact, this is a mir de kekashen. So why do you need if he has other behemas? If there's such a concept, if I have to do this work for myself, so I'm adding on more gibbol for you, that's called a minute tiche. Fractisus, I feel he doesn't have other behemoths, but this one behemoth that he has, half is a milva, half is a pakon. And the half milva he has to do for himself, he's doing it for himself. So Memela, so the half because, so I'm doing it for myself, I'll do it for you also. Shlomo the late dummy. The last lay behemoth of the day, ain't so chlutrech, but behemoth shall shoot with bachoyim. No, that's not to say that. If we are shutrim in the behemah, half is a milba, half is a pekodin, I do it one day, you do it the next day. Since I'm doing it too for mine also. I do one day, you do the other day. So memelas are there, this is called a tirche. Masha enkein, if he has other behemah, so saivasai every day he's in the megabo for his shvorim, so then there's a svar to say, gobel the turi, and for the minute tikhah that is involved of the self, myself, shalom.